Back again for part 3 of our interview with Joseph Crawford. What was a typical day on the set of the show like? Did you pull any Daryl-style pranks?
So a typical day on the set of the Tribe for myself, for Daryl, because Daryl's not in every scene or doesn't have a lot of lines in every scene, there's a lot of waiting around. And on a fast-paced show like The Tribe, they aren't always sure of what scenes they're going to get to in whatever day you have. So you spend a lot of time in the trailer and then all of a sudden have to be quickly summoned to set. And depending on the scene, you have to have a whole lot of energy. And even if the scene isn't a huge emotionally draining scene, you've really got to be there and present and hit all the right marks. Many people outside of show business don't appreciate how hard that is to sit around and go into such low energy mode and then suddenly have to be full energy and present, not just emotionally for the cameras, but thinking about all the different layers of what's going on with your character, what's happened before and after, which is tremendously complicated in a series like this. And hit all your technical marks. You know, you've got all sorts of marks around the set that you have to hit technically for the cameras and for the lights and for the pacing of everybody else. And it only takes one person to not hit their mark and they have to redo the take again in very short amounts of time. On a show like The Tribe, they like to really just do 1 to 3 takes, which is a lot different than a movie where you might do, you know, 10 to 20. And so, yeah, the enormous amount of high pressure to get it right the first, second, or third time. And especially with a character like Daryl, had so much manic energy going on. Oh, and of course, a lot of what the audience doesn't think about, we don't necessarily shoot any of these scenes in orders. As I said, we get the scripts in blocks of 7. And for each block, we actually have a different director. So we cycle around different directors. So we do 7 episodes with one director, 7 episodes with another. And so you're not only getting to know how that new director works and thinks about things, but you're also trying to clue them in, and they're trying to clue you in on how they want to approach things. And within the 7 episodes, everything is shot out of order. I mean, it's shot in order as much as they can, but it's all based on the location. So, for instance, you know, Liberty would shoot a whole bunch of the Liberty section of the block of 7 episodes all at once. And that's shot at a place called Whiteman's Valley, which is a kind of very long drive out of town. So on that set, spent huge long days in this little this village that's been used for as a filming location on a few other shows, because it looks like a little abandoned sort of Western era village. And it was pretty cool to be out there, because as opposed to the set, you know, you could walk up and down this street and the whole place kind of looks like this other world. And of course, all of the inside shots of the set of Liberty were filmed somewhere else, but all of the stuff you see outside those buildings and walking around is us there. So yeah, there'll be lots of fun times on set. I had a great time working with Matt Robinson, who plays Slade, and we became, you know, close buddies throughout the shoot and hung out together even after the shoot was done, before he had to go home back to the UK, where he's from. And of course, I knew Antonia Preble from my work with her on Mirror Mirror, and I also knew Beth Allen from working with her on The Legend of William Tell, where she played Princess Vara and I played Lucien. So it was very much like hanging out with old friends, old schoolmates. It had a very, because of all the young actors, it had a very high school feel about it. So there were lots of hijinks and, you know, lots of shenanigans going on. I tried to stay out of the prank business because, I don't know, I was just sort of like a very trying to be very professional, I guess, and still new to the whole world. You know, these guys had become so casual over the years. They were such a sort of a family, or, you know, close classmates sort of a feeling amongst them. I was always someone who was just trying to, you know, stay focused and be professional. But these people who'd been working together for years and years on all the other series, you know, were just so comfortable with each other. There were lots of little pranks and shenanigans and hilarious in-jokes kind of going on all the time, some of which I was kind of like thinking, guys, we got to stay focused. Other times I was thinking, man, I should really just loosen up and be part of this, you know, social scene a little more instead of trying to be some sort of, you know, consummate professional all the time. But, you know, I was new to the character, new to the environment, and it just wasn't the same experience as these, you know, kids that had grown up with each other. I remember when I was preparing to, you know, come on set for playing Zoot the first time, in the scene where a mouse played by Jacinta is suddenly scared by Daryl playing Zoot. It's in one of the earlier episodes. And I remember in preparation for that, I wanted her to be really as scared of me as possible. So I once I got into makeup as the Zoot character, I didn't go talk to her at all. I had barely got to know her. This is a poor little kid. I feel bad in retrospect, but I didn't go into the trailer, talk to her much or anything like that. Once I was in, once I'd been dressed up. In fact, I avoided her, so she didn't get a chance to see how I looked and didn't get a chance to get comfortable with me until the scene. And then I did my best to really freak her out. And she really screamed a few times and, you know, got mad at me afterwards saying, "Don't scare me like that." But it was cool because, you know, I brought out a very real reaction from her. And she's a very professional kid. She'd already worked on a couple of feature films, I think, before Tribe. And she was turned out to be so lovely to work with, a really genuine person. Oh, you can actually see Jacinta featured in King Kong as that scary girl on Skull Island, reaching her hand out to them in warning before they get attacked. She's a real natural. But yeah, the rest of the cast who were, you know, who had been on the show for so many years, they were trying to still make it fun for each other. And they were actually quite mischievous sometimes in doing things to deliberately put each other off being able to perform properly. Just little things like, you know, right before the take, they'd go up and whisper something in the other person's ear to kind of like, you know, jinx them. Something that was a complete psych out. Probably something I can't actually repeat in this interview. And then, you know, director would say an action, and of course they have to completely kind of try and delete what they've just heard from their mind. So yeah, typical day on the show would be arriving really early, usually really early. Sometimes had to be on set as early as 4:30 for makeup calls because they spend a long time setting up. You usually go straight into wardrobe and get your costume on, and then go to the makeup bus and spend, you know, anywhere between 10 minutes to half an hour to an hour, depending on what they have to do in there. And the makeup bus is a really kind of social scene. You really get to know the makeup artist well, and that's when you have your chit chat. Sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes it's you don't want to talk much because you're thinking about the scene that you've got to do. Sometimes there'll be a someone who can come in and run lines with you. Usually that was the dialect coach on the tribe. I didn't need much help with the dialect because, you know, my accent was kind of naturally this North American one that they wanted. But for a lot of the Kiwi actors that had to change their accent, that was very useful for them. But the dialect coaches were very helpful for everyone. Even if it wasn't about the accent, they would come in and just do a general kind of rehearsal. And you'd have to run your, we'd have to run our lines all the time. Because again, fast turnaround television, you can't afford to mess those up. So you got to nail the lines right. Even, and there were some actors that were really good at improvising. Oh, I completely forgot about Fleur being a new character on Tribe Series 5. She was actually amazing at, when she didn't know her lines, at filling in the blanks. She was an amazing improv actress. One thing, for some weird reason, I kept getting heckled about was my name. You know, Tom Hearn in particular would love to say, Joseph Crawford, you know, in that voice, you know, like, because they for some reason, they thought my name really sounded like a stage name or a professional actor's name or sort of a name you'd see in the credits. And for some reason that caught on and everyone started saying, Joseph Crawford, whenever I walked into the room, which is, you know, like, not the worst thing they could have said. So I learned to appreciate that. Later on, I heard that Tom Hearn had somehow incorporated that whole shtick into some rap song that was on a behind-the-scenes videos, but I've never seen it. So yeah. In terms of the day, then after the makeup bus, you'd usually go either straight to set. There's a catering unit, so you can go and get some breakfast and coffee. If you've got time, sometimes if you're doing an early scene, there's just time to have a quick cup of coffee and then go to set. And man, I drank way too much coffee on the Tribe. I got a really horrible, instant coffee kind of addiction, because you'd be sitting there and you can just keep going back and getting another one and trying to keep your energy up. And then that would send your energy into a tank. When you finally get to set and you're filming your scene, usually there's what's called a block through. So that's where none of the cameras are rolling. Sometimes there's lighting set up, but sometimes there isn't. It's generally to map out what's going to happen in that space. And, so oftentimes you have a lines run, which is just the actors sitting around in the circle running their lines, sort of not acting to the fullest, just kind of getting the rhythm. The director will listen to that and we'll sort of sort out the performances, and then we sort out where the performances are going to happen. So all the marks in the different parts of the room or the set or the area. And we sort of do a block through, which is just sort of like not full acting, just sort of trying to get the positions. And this is so the camera people and lighting crew can go and set things up. And then usually there's a long break while all of that gets set up, and you come back to set and you're ready to go. And usually there's one rehearsal or straight into a take in this case. And you would have to remember exactly what you'd done and really hit the marks with full energy that time. And lots of fun hanging out with the cast in between. We all became close with all the crew members as well, and it was like, you know, sort of one big family. There were some days where I went into, where I was called in, and I would sit around all day with costume and makeup on and, you know, wait for them to get to a scene that I needed to be in at the end of the day. And you'd get to the end of the day and they'd say, oh, sorry, we've run out of time to shoot it. So you'll have to come in again tomorrow or next week or whenever they reschedule that scene to be shot. I had quite a few of those. If it was a scene where you had to put out a lot of energy or summon a lot of energy, that could really mess with your head, because you'd build this all up and then realize it was all for nothing and you'd have to summon it again another day. But that's just, you know, all part of what acting is. Screen actors definitely have it easy in some ways. Theater actors have to summon that same level of energy every night and without the chance to retake it again.
And is there anyone from the cast that you are still in touch with today?
In terms of connections that I've maintained, probably one of my closest buddies from the Tribe has been Matt Robinson, who's a really amazing guy. He's also a very talented musician. He was just such a great guy to talk to and such a wonderful, supportive person for me through our work on the Tribe. And we definitely bonded over the fact that we're both new to this experience of making the Tribe and definitely wanted to help each other out and form. We ended up forming, a great offset kind of friendship that sort of slightly mirrored the friendship of Slade and Daryl on screen. and we often rehearse together. So hopefully that came across. And of course, Antonia Preble is someone I knew from way back when I first started my television career. And she was already, you know, well established and was the lead character on a show called Mirror Mirror 2. Many years back when I was in film school, I asked her to come be part of a short film we are producing as part of our final year projects. And she was such a great sport about it. She was involved in a high profile TV show here in New Zealand called Outrageous Fortune and took time away from her busy life up in Auckland to come down and shoot with a fairly, you know, small crew compared to the level of production she was used to working on. So she's a good sport. As the years go by, she's definitely become one of New Zealand's best young actresses, and her talent just continues to become greater and greater. It's been a long time since I've heard from her or talked to her, but I really wish her all the best. She's amazing. Oh, and interestingly enough, someone who I see around who I didn't work with on Series 5, but who was quite prominent in Series 4 is Dan Weeks, who plays Ved. He's a Wellingtonian, so he's around the same city that I'm in and where we shot The Tribe. And he's still very much into the acting and theater scene. So I see him around from time to time. Definitely a cool guy.